Big Breakfast. I'm waking up. 98FM.
Yeah, Lorenzo's on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, and we're at Crow Park, and we've Ger Brennan in the house.
You're in the house. It's a lovely shirt and jumper combination, my friend.
Thanks very much, Luke.
Very good. Dressed up for the occasion. Look at this.
Yeah, just for you, Cooper.
Thanks, bud. So you're back at Crow Park because we're bringing two greats together, so because we're doing this with Cadbury.
Yes. All right. And you may, you know, you may know Ger as a, you know, a Dublin football player, but you're also doing the podcast with Steve-O, the On the Hill podcast.
I am indeed.
He's told me many a story about you, so I'm going to try and work in some of the rumours and circulate them, because it's on the radio, everyone knows it's true.
And if they sound made up, it's grand.
It's fine.
I'll just add to the rumours, really.
Yeah.
It's grand.
Well, I mean, you're back in Crow Park. What's your favourite memory from back in the days when you were playing?
Oh, this definitely. Yeah, no, a lot of great memories playing here.
Winning.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate over the years, and losing too. You lose more than you win, but certainly to the latter part of my Dublin career and career with St. Vincent's, my club as well, we've been very fortunate. But my two abiding memories is, yeah, I suppose, the first time ever playing here was the minor Leinster final 2003. We played against Laois, and to just come into this Coliseum of Gaelic games, it was so impressive. The sense of excitement, the nerves that you had.
Because we were out there with nobody. There's only lawnmowers out there. And yeah, we get it. Tingles. So I can't, you know what? I can't imagine what it is like.
You're very lucky, Ger, because when I was in school, I went to St. Bridget's and in Castleknock, and in St. Bridget's we had the GAA team, and I was the goalkeeper on the football team, and we got to the semi-finals, and do you know the Schools Cup. And I was, I don't think I've cried so much knowing that I was not coming to Crow Park. But the worst thing is, because all the schools that played in it, they had to go to the final and watch who was in the final anyway. It was, and I was just like, oh my God, I was absolutely devastated. So done you for getting there in the school. So
well done you. Come here, something I noticed is that in rugby, the ref is mic'd up. You know, you get to hear what he says. That's not the story in GAA. I wonder, do you think it should be a thing?
If the game is going live after 9 p.m. and kids are in bed, I think it could be a good idea. I know there was a show done with the Man in Black a couple of years ago. They mic'd up GAA referees, they mic'd up rugby referees and soccer referees, and they were just looking at the culture amongst the players and the teams. And the rugby, there's obviously a lot of respect there for the referees, and only the captain would speak to the ref, and the ref speaks to the captain. But in GAA, I think it is improving over the years in terms of the communication that referees would have with players and players would have with referees. I think soccer's a different culture altogether. Yeah. But I think it would be a positive for the GAA to mic up the referees.
I'd like to hear everyone on the pitch mic up, because they're always bleeding fighting. Yeah. Any opportunity to like dig each other in the head?
I like lip reading what they're trying to say.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see badly lip reading do a game match. That'd be
They're
hilarious.
Always flipping something. Yeah. Flipping that. I don't know what that means.
Flipping balls.
Flipping balls. Yeah. You've had lots of clashes though on the pitch. It's like getting in a car crash. Some of the smacks that you get. Who hits harder though, Kerry or Meath?
Who hits harder? I have to say, for me growing up, again from my late teens and into the early parts of my career, Kerry were the team to be. Tyrone obviously had a great 10 years there as well, winning 3 All Irelands under Mickey Hart, and they seem to be getting back to a similar level. So for me, Kerry and Tyrone were the teams who you knew you were in the game after 70 minutes of playing against them. Very physical, a lot of niggly stuff going on, a bit of mountain as well. But for me, I always had great respect for those both sets of players, because you always wanted to get to their level. And I think luckily we've kind of gotten there over the last couple of years.
Give an elbow back.
They've changed the calendar for the All Ireland for the first time this year. I think for the first time ever, isn't it? So because the club teams are suffering because they're playing more into the autumn winter, so it's now going to be summer. Like August is the All Ireland final now, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
until there's a replay 5 times over.
You know? until there's a replay. Well, yeah. Look, a couple of motions were passed at Congress last week. I know there's
Congress.
We have that. It's not the Senate.
Fake news. This is all
they go around in white sheets with flowers in their hair.
You know, I had a lot of serious notes prepared coming in here.
I'm just gonna
have the crack
big
here.
Come here.
It is a positive for me personally. Yeah, it's a positive.
We want to play a game with you. It's not anything to do with a ball. It's something to do with your brain.
Okay.
We're not going to tell you what it is. For a bit. Give us 10 minutes, right?
Yeah,
we'll come back and we'll play
with you. All right, cool. It's 98 FM. Good morning. Wake up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Katy Perry and 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. And we're in Crow Park with the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Mint Oreo, a match made in heaven.
We've brought two greats together. So Crow Park and Ger Brennan. Hiya.
How's it going?
Oh, good, good, good. Are you ready, sir?
I'm very ready.
Do you know what you're ready for?
No.
Here's the thing.
I don't, rather. Sorry.
We're going to play Alphabet Aerobics. And what that is we give you a subject. Mm-hmm. And then you have to say whatever comes to the top of your head, as long as it begins with A, and the next person goes to B, C, D, that has to do with that subject. Oh. Suze.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Suze.
Look at that voice.
Hey, yo. It's my Crow Park voice.
Yeah. You are going to give us the theme.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we are in Crow Park and because Jer is with us this morning, I'm going to make it easy for you, Jer.
Uh-oh.
Our topic this morning, which you have to work your way through the alphabet, is the world of sport.
All right. I'll go
no
first.
Pressure.
Okay.
No, Jer's going first.
All right. Okay, cool.
Come on, Jer.
Okay, so what? I just think of anything.
With A.
A.
Alan Brogan.
Oh.
Oh. Brogan Brothers.
Oh. Cardiovascular.
Dublin.
England?
Well, hang on.
No.
What?
What's England got to do with?
He said Dublin. That's, they play a game. England play sport too.
God. Free kick.
Ger Brennan.
Oh my God. I can't believe
it. Self-indulgence.
Handball.
In between.
Jack Third.
Somebody miss H. Out?
No.
Yeah, somebody miss H.
Jeez.
Oh,
you,
I did handball. All right, K.
Oh, my God.
Why do I always end up on K? Kick.
Line.
Movement.
Oh, we're struggling so much here, aren't we?
Nope.
Okay. Cooper is out. Yes. Luke and Jer are going to go head to head, but continue on from O.
Oh, from O. Okay, so it's my turn. Own goal.
Penalty kick.
Quarter line.
Referee.
Goals. Peter Scholes.
Okay.
He's a person.
Okay.
Throw-in.
United.
Victory.
Yeah. Win.
X-ray from an injury.
Hey! Oh my God!
We'll take it, we'll take it.
Why though?
Y-axis. Ah,
come on. Ger Brennan.
Ger. Ger's the winner.
I can't believe you got X. It was amazing.
I can't believe you got that far.
I was.
Who did you say, Scholes?
Paul Scholes?
Oh, Paul Scholes. I think you say Peter.
Oh.
Peter.
We'll give it to you.
Thanks, Paul.
We'll give it to you. All right.
We give it to you. Congratulations, sir, for winning.
Do I get a bar of chocolate?
You get, look, there's a whole load of peanut butter Oreo and mint there if you want it.
Are you coming to the games tomorrow? So there is the doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, coming to the games, Cooper. My wife is from Waterford, so chatting to some of the guys outside. Her grandfather played in goal for Waterford and had power the last time they won the All-Ireland in 1959.
Oh my God.
Against
That's
Kilkenny.
The last time they won.
And there's a quote on the wall outside in the O'Hare Centre about Tom Chasey, who was captain of the team when he won in 1959. So
that's only done. I'm going to go and have
just,
a look at that.
Yeah, right. It's all very apt. So she'll have her Waterford colours on.
I take it you'll have your...
All right, good.
That's the Alliance Hurling League from 5 o'clock and then Dublin Mayo at 7 o'clock. So, predictions for tomorrow?
Well, looking at the weather, it's going to
Don't
be absolutely...
Don't be calling the weather into us. It's not golf.
I think it's going to be miserable. Dublin Mayo games over the last 5 years have been hugely competitive. Dublin have the upper hand at the moment. We've won the last 10, 11 games. I think the All-Ireland semi-final in 2012... Mayo bet us here, and that's the last time they've actually bet us in league and championship. So they'll be going to. They've actually had two great victories in the last two games against Kerry and Roscommon, and they'll be looking to kind of build on that. Dublin, they've had a win and two draws, kind of middle.
They struggled last week against Donegal as well.
Struggled last week at times in terms of concentration levels. They switched off, particularly for those two goals before half time. But coming to Crow Park again, it's such a great pitch, such a great surface, and as you can tell from being out there, the atmosphere such a Coliseum is wonderful. So.
Even with the two of us out there, it was the best atmosphere.
Commentating on lawnmowers. Jared, thank you so much for coming into us.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck with the missus.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good luck with the alphabet.
It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.